This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator at Sagamore Institute, about what Jerry proposes as a ship's act. We need shipyards in the U.S. to advance and augment and build more ships for the contest in the Pacific. However, the debate is we need shipyards overseas as well, not only for building but also for repair, especially in the Western Pacific. Here Jerry comments on what happens if there's a difficulty with one of the warships, a Burke class, for example. Where does it go to get repaired? How far and how long until it's back in the combat zone? Captain Jerry Hendricks talking about not just building, but repairing the U.S. Navy that needs to be much larger. More of this later tonight.
But quite frankly, John, you know and I know that most of those yards fall under the missile range umbrella of the Chinese. So in a hypothetical war with China, you know, Japan's probably not where I want to take my ships back for repair, which means that Guam is my fallback. Beyond that is Hawaii, which is 2 weeks away from Western Pacific by normal steaming. And then the West Coast of the United States, which is 3 weeks away by normal steaming. I think that we need to make, and I mentioned in that article in the Asia Times, that we need to be looking at some of these Federated States of Micronesia, or for that matter, some of our other allies and partners in the region like Australia, to see if we can make some investment there on ship repair yards. But my Ships Act, which would cover part of that, but is largely focused on new ship construction. And I think that we have to find some sort of a balance there between us and our allies and partners on where we will build our new ships going forward.